This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We are joined by Matt Bouchard, head football coach at Salem High School. Coach, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Matt, here we are. We're at Thanksgiving. Let me just give you one quick question on the game. How are you looking at this year's matchup with Beverly?
It should be extremely competitive. You know, I think the last few years, you know, they've had quite the talent pool that this it made it very difficult to compete. But I do think just looking at the film and what we've been able to put out there for our own film, I think this is going to be one of those historic games that hopefully will go down as being one of the more competitive ones.
Yeah, there's great history with the Salem-Beverly game. It's a game where the community comes together, and it's also a game for seniors, too. I mean, this is a memorable, any Thanksgiving for any seniors. So tell us about your seniors and what makes this year special for the Salem seniors here in 2022.
Yeah, happy to. I think in general, every time we talk to any class that's graduating, you know, from Salem High School, at some point they're going to be, you know, those alumni that are in the stands with their varsity jackets, and you know, it is an opportunity to really showcase, you know, what they've added to the tradition here at Salem. And I think this class is a senior class specifically is a special class. You know, they were starting to get their opportunities on varsity as a sophomore during the pandemic and really had to deal with a number of challenges. And I think from that, they've built kind of a foundation that ultimately has led us to having two successful seasons. You know, it's been over 20 years since the last time Salem High School has had two winning seasons back-to-back. So I think it says a lot about their character. It says a lot about their leadership. And we've certainly leveraged it this year.
If you were to tell me, you know, like, and our listeners, you know, we forget so quickly about even things with the pandemic and so on. But what did football players – take us back through the last couple of years. What did they put up with through the pandemic?
Yeah, I think the big thing is a lot of the things you take for granted, even just coming together and in a locker room setting, it was non-existent, right? So the first day of practice a few years ago, we had them all 6 feet apart in a chair sitting there. Right, there wasn't this concept of a huddle and coming together in brotherhood. It was keep everybody separate, right? Yeah. So it was a completely different feel to the culture, and that is something that you know, I felt like they navigated very well. They found ways to come together as a group that wasn't traditional, right? Yeah. And now you add that into an environment where you can get back to some of the more traditional ways of coming together as a group. Putting those two things together, I think, has generated a very unique culture that hopefully the goal here is for them, these seniors, to pass that on to future generations so we can continue to build on the success they've had.
Drop a name or two of a couple of seniors here that are going to play important roles on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So, you know, Ramsey Pacheco is somebody that at the first part of the year, he's a captain of ours. He's somebody that unfortunately had a knee injury and missed the first part of the season. But the last few games, he's actually had opportunities to get out there. He's back on the field. So proud of his recovery and just how much he's dedicated to not only getting himself prepared, but obviously I think him being in the weight room every day when he can't participate and really setting a culture that I think has got us to where we are today. I'm really excited to see him play. He's played a big role. He's going to be playing offensive guard for us on Thanksgiving, and he's also played a critical role on defense as well. Another young man, Alice Rodriguez, somebody that you know well. He was an award winner this year, but he's a two-way offensive lineman that is certainly, you know, kind of, let's just say, the guy that we put at the point of attack, right? So he's a physical kid, a lot of fun to watch. I think he's going to have a fantastic, you know, Thanksgiving Day game. You know, we're fortunate that we have a lot of seniors that are offense and defensive linemen. It's going to ultimately leave us a little dry next year on that front, but really excited to see how this plays out, because at the end of the day, you know, for me, this game is going to be won up front with these offense and defensive line, and we're real fortunate to have seniors in those roles.
Gotcha. Hey, let me. It's Thanksgiving is also about memories about the Thanksgiving game. So just give me a memory or two of yours. You know, whether it be a player or a coach or whatever. Give me a couple of memories here.
Certainly, love to. I mean, I was fortunate enough to play in the mid '90s here at Salem High School. So as a junior, I got a chance to play on Coach Perrone's last team here at Salem High School. So that was a historic Thanksgiving.
Wow, he's been gone a long time, huh?
Yeah, he's been gone quite some time. But, it was one of those years where we had to win on Thanksgiving to go to the Super Bowl. Yeah. And that game came down to the wire. And it was one of those games, too. It was very cold. I remember the ground was so frozen that every time, you know, it was record people in the stands, too. But anytime everybody cheered, you could feel it in the ground on the field because everything was just frozen solid. So I just remember just, you know, being on a field like that in a kind of a monumental season and things going our way. And it'll be a memory that's, you know, etched in my mind forever.
I know a few years ago, I was not at the Salem-Beverly game, but it used to, like you mentioned, back in the day before these turf fields, the artificial surfaces, by Thanksgiving, you know, it had been below freezing. The fields had been trampled by soccer, football, and you name it, whatever else were played them. And they were literally rock hard. You know?
I mean, actually, even a few years ago at Hurt Stadium, we actually started the first half in sneakers because the ground was solid. And then when it warmed up and the sun got on it, the second half we had the kids transition into sneakers. I mean, into cleats. So, those field dynamics, you know, you don't necessarily have to put up with anymore, but they definitely were a variable in every game, you know, several years ago.
Not telling you there are not elements to deal with on nowadays in high school football, because they're still there. Absolutely. So, Matt, anything else you want to share with us about Salem football here in 2022 or the Thanksgiving matchup?
Yeah, I think just overall, I think that this group, I'm just extremely proud of how they've conducted themselves this year. They've approached things very professionally, and it's put us in a position to find success and continue to put the pieces together to ultimately have perennial success. So really looking forward to Thanksgiving. I think, as I said in the beginning, it'll be a great matchup, and I'm really proud of where we are, and hopefully they can put it out there and show the fans, you know, how much they do care about making Salem better.
Yeah, Coach, good talking with you. Best of luck. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family.
Thanks. Yeah, you too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, take care. Matt Bouchard, head football coach at Salem High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.com.